This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You are tuned into the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week. Well, you will hear the teaching and the preaching of the senior pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, the Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. After the message, information will be given about our church location, phone number, and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. So now, let's join Reverend Browning with the Word of God already in progress.
Yes, amen. Hebrew 12 and 1. Amen. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. The word of God. For the people of God, and the people of God responded by saying, amen. Will you bow your heads with us? Most gracious and kind Heavenly Father, once again you have allowed us to stand behind this sacred desk and to proclaim your word to your sanctified people. I pray, Father God, that we would find comfort in your word today. I pray, Father God, that we would find power to live on in this life. And Father, I pray that we would find the confidence to face whatever trials we have to face, and to face them in joy and peace and happiness, and to know that you have our best interest at heart. And so, Father God, I pray that you would bless these your people who are sitting in their tent doors, waiting and anticipating for you to move today. For Father, we understand that without you, we can do nothing. But through your Son, Jesus Christ, we know that all things are possible. And it is in his name that we pray. Amen and amen. We have found our way to Hebrew, the 12th chapter. Title of our message today is You Run Your Race. Amen. You Run Your Race. Amen. You Run Your Race. And for your hearing, once again, it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run, amen, run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. Run your race. Believe believers found encouragement. And the one thing that we need most of all as we live this life is we need encouragement. Amen. Amen. We need to be able to have people that will come alongside of us and encourage us in the difficult times of life. And I don't know about you, but I've had my share of difficult times in life. Amen. And when we have those times, we don't need critics. We don't need anybody to put us down. We don't need anybody to tell us that we're no good. We don't need anybody to even tell us that we failed. But we need somebody to come alongside us and encourage us about life and encourage us along the way. So believers find encouragement in being surrounded. Here the Bible says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, those who have gone on before us, who have lived life and have gotten the victory through Jesus Christ, they've gone on before us. They're in the 11th chapter, and we find the hall of faith of those who believe in Jesus Christ, even in the midst of their trials and their trouble. A faith that cannot be tested, cannot be trusted. Amen? A faith that cannot be tested, cannot be trusted. If you have faith in God and your faith is never tested, then you don't know that if it will hold you in the time of your trouble, right? Oh, it's just like going and buying a car, isn't that right? You wouldn't just go out there and buy a car and give the money for it. No, you're going to test drive it first, isn't that right? You're going to test drive that car to make sure that it does what the owner says that it does. And because you wanted to be able to have some pep when you put your foot down on the gas, you wanted to be able to go. You don't want it to sputter. You don't want it to fail. You want the car to move on up the highway, right? Well, that's the way our faith should be. Our faith should move us on up the highway of life. But sometimes we experience trouble in our life. And trouble is a wonderful opportunity for us to know if whether or not we have faith in God. You know, if you have faith in God when things are just going well all the time and you always got money in your pocket, your people always love you and things are going well with your family and everything. But listen, when you are hitting some hard times in your life and when you need Jesus, and you know you need Jesus because he's the only one that can get you out of it, that's when you got to kick in and you got to put your feet on the pedal of faith and you got to move on up the highway. Amen? Yeah. So we are surrounded there in the 11th chapter with people who have lived this life. You know, I find solace in being around people who have gone through some things in their life. Amen? Yeah. You know, when you find out that somebody's gone through some things that you've gone through, that they have experienced some things that you've experienced, that they've gone through down in the valley, some valley that you've gone through, and then you begin to identify with where they've been, and then they begin to tell you that this is how God brought me out. Isn't that right? Do I have any this is how God brought me out, saints? That you have been down in the valley of despair, but you are some this is how God brought me out. Amen? And so when we deal with people who are there, who have gone through various trials in their life, there in the 11th chapter, which is the Hall of Faith and whatnot, talks about that. Now let's go over to the 11th chapter and the first verse. And it talks about faith. It says, now faith is what? The substance of things hoped for. Amen? The evidence of what? Things not seen. See, my faith kicks in where I can't see. Isn't that right? Where the road stops, my faith keeps on going. Isn't that right? Where trouble begins, my faith jumps over the trouble and sees myself going out of the situation. I wish I had some witnesses in here. That in your life, the only thing that you had at some times and some points in your life was your faith in Jesus Christ. And your faith in Jesus Christ was the only thing that kept you going, the only thing that kept you getting up in the morning, the only thing that kept you staying on that job, the only thing that kept you saying, I may be sick, but I know God is going to help me. I have faith in him. And so here we understand that the hope for the things, evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. By what? By their faith. Satan don't want your stuff. He doesn't want your health. He wants what? He wants what's very important to you, and that's your faith. Because he knows if he can destroy your faith and Jesus Christ, he knows you'll never get up. He knows that you'll never try again. He knows that you'll throw in the towel. He knows that you'll turn around and go back home. But as long as you got faith in Jesus, as long as you know you got faith in Jesus, you can make it. Amen? How many of y'all got faith in the Lord? Now the cloud of witnesses were not there to say we did everything perfect. The cloud of witnesses are there to say we messed it up sometimes, and this is how we got back on course. Amen. We don't need folk to tell us we messed it up. We need folk to tell us how to get back on course. You don't need folk to point out when you messed up. You need to tell them how to get back on course. Isn't that right? How many of you ever stop for information on the road and say, listen, I messed up 2 miles back and I did this and I didn't know? You say, how do I get to point A to point B? How do I get back on 85? How do I find my way back downtown? You want to find your way back to where you are heading. And sometimes troubles and trials come into our lives and make us have to take a detour. Anybody taking a detour this morning? By such a great cloud of witnesses as the saints mentioned in Hebrew 11, their triumph gave evidence of the possibilities of a life of faith. Their possibilities. Some of you are looking at some situations in your life where you don't think you'll get through it, but it's possible. Yes. Amen? Matthew 19:26 says, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Don't allow the situation that you're in now name yourself as an impossible circumstance. It's not impossible, but with God all things are possible. Now there Elijah was there and standing there down there in terms of looking for food and needing someone to help him, and the brook would dry up and the next one dry, but it's possible with God. If things have dried up in your life, all you need to do is say, with God, all things are possible. If people are telling you you'll never make it, you ought to look at them and say, with God, all things are possible. If people are telling you you're dried up, you'll never get well, you ought to tell them, with God, all things are possible. If people are telling your child is in trouble and they'll never get out, you say, with God, all things are possible. If people are telling you never find a job and you never get on your feet, you say, with God, all things are possible. That's what you got to do. Isn't that right? So here the word of God says it is possible. Isn't that right? It is possible. It's possible. It looked like it's dead. It looked like it's not going to get any better. It seemed like everything is done, but you grab some word and say, no, with God, all things are possible. The figure of a cloud suggests a massive host of these exemplary servants. We receive much encouragement from knowing that others have faced obstacles in the Christian life and have gloriously triumphed. Such encouragement should lead us to cast aside every hindrance. Amen? And that's what you got to do as we go back to the 12th verse, 12th chapter. We say, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us. And didn't see, it's almost like an athlete, amen? When an athlete is training, they want to train, they want to get slim and trim. They want to run and make sure they take off everything that's holding them back. And I ask you this morning, what's holding you back this morning?
What's holding you up? What won't let you go forward? What won't let you achieve what God has said that you needed to achieve? What is it that's holding you back and you can't move forward? The Bible says, lay it aside. Amen. If you got negative people in your life, lay them aside. Amen. If you got people that keep leading you down the wrong road, lay them aside. Isn't that right? Listen, if you keep hanging out with the wrong crowd, lay them aside. And when you lay that stuff aside, God will give you the strength to move forward. But as long as you walk around with that weight on you, some of you are weighed down with depression this morning. Some of you are weighed down with the cares of life. But when you begin to look to Jesus, listen, who is the author and finisher of your faith, God will give you the strength to get on up the road and do what you need to do. Now, the one thing that you got to do is you got to run your race. Your race is not like my race. My race is not like your race. Everybody got a race that they have to run. Isn't that right? Yeah, everybody have to work. But we need encouragement as we run this race. I mean, that's the simple thing of getting up on Sunday morning and encouraging someone. You know, you ought to try every day to encourage somebody. We know how to discourage people. Isn't that right? We know how to tell people they're not doing right. Isn't that right? But you know how to tell people that it's going to get better in their life. Amen? Now, don't let the phone just pick up. Listen, you wait and let them know that God has a plan for their life and God's going to bless them. God's going to keep them. God's going to help them on down the road, and you'll keep doing these things. And you know what? When you encourage others, you'll find out you'll begin to encourage yourself. How many of you ever done that? You pick up the phone and talk to somebody and they're down and out and they need encouragement, and you encourage them and you find out you encourage yourself. Amen. The songwriter said, encourage yourself. Isn't that right? And when there's nobody else around, you need to look in the mirror at yourself and say, self, you're going to be all right. Be encouraged. You ain't going down. You're standing up. You're not going out. You're coming in. You're not on the bottom. You're on the top. So God wants us to know these things about encouragement. Such encouragement should lead us to cast aside every hindrance and besetting us. We are to rid ourselves of any thought, attitude, or practice which impedes our progress. This is the thing that you got to ask yourself as a Christian: am I making progress? Am I growing in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ? Am I making progress on my job? Am I making progress in the church? Am I making progress with my family? Am I making progress with my children? Am I making progress in my life? See, the thing that we got to understand is that the Lord doesn't want us to be stagnant. Huh? No. He wants us to progress. Isn't that right? Just like this church, this building, and the other building, and going to the funeral home, they begin to make progress. God don't want you to stay right where you are. God don't want you to always be putting up the poor mouth. God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to have some money. God wants you to have good health. God wants you to have good friends in life. God wants you to encourage somebody. God wants good things for you. But we've gotten to the point of crying, oh, woe is me. Woe is me. When we serve a living God, we serve a God that have cattle on 1,000 hills. We serve God that have all the silver and gold. Why are we begging for stuff when we serve a God like we serve? Amen. No, what we have to do is we have to be bold enough to ask God for what we need. Isn't it right? You have not because you ask not. And when the reason when you ask it, you want to give it, you want to cast it upon yourself. No, ask God for good health. Ask God for a good job. Ask God to give you strength. Ask God to make you prosperous. Ask God to help you in your life. Ask God for some things. Oh, I'm getting tired of hearing people sitting around talking about how poor we are. Amen. How poor that we ain't got nothing. We can't give nothing. Isn't that right? But when you begin to trust God, when you begin to trust God, I'm talking about the true God. Isn't that right? God will take you where you can't see yourself. Amen. And then you got to see yourself there. Isn't that right? You got to see yourself having a business. You got to see it being prosperous. You got to see God moving. You got to see God doing great things. You got to see God do some things in your life. And then when God showed you some things, you begin to act in them. Isn't that right? I don't care if you ain't got a dime to your name. Walk like you got $1 million. Start saying I got money. Isn't that right? Stop saying I can't make it. I'm not going to make it. I ain't got nothing. Times are hard. Good God Almighty. Black folk know times always been hard. But hadn't God always brought us out? God will make a way for you. I wish I had one witness in here that said God going to make a way for me. I'm coming out. Isn't that right? Oh, my goodness. God is able, isn't he? Now listen, you can't get yourself tangled up in stuff. You can't get yourself tangled up with the wrong crowd. You can't get yourself tangled up with people that complain all the time. Amen. Every time you see them, they're complaining about something. Isn't that right? You ought to find a way to bless God and to praise God. Even when you're going through some troubles and trials in your life, so that's all right. I may not have a car, but got legs so I can walk. Amen. I can walk. Isn't that right? That's all right. That's all right. I might not be feeling well now, but I can still praise God because I got a mouth. Isn't that right? Oh, that's all right. That's all right. I may not be on the job that I need to be on, but I'm going to praise God where I am so that when God takes me where I need to be, I can praise him anymore, even more. God don't want you just to praise him in that right when you get to the top. He wanted to praise him on the bottom. God inhabit the praise of the saint. That means when you start praising God, God begin to look at you. Isn't that right? But as long as you are saying, I can't make it, I'm not going to make it, things not looking well, you're not getting God's attention because you're not acting in faith. But when you begin to praise God in the midst of what you're doing, when you put on a smile, when your circumstances say you ought to be frowning, listen, when you walk like you're somebody, when everybody telling you no, you're nobody, then God begins to take a notice of you. Isn't that right? Look, they ain't got a dime to their name, and they acting like they're somebody because they know my name. Now, what you got to do? Now, you got to keep your eyes fixed. Amen. You got to keep your eyes fixed. Isn't that right? You got to keep your eyes fixed on the goal. You ought to set some goals for your life. Don't just wait for the new year. Set some goals. Set some goals right now. Amen. The reason why you're not getting anywhere, because you don't have any goal. You just running. Amen. Just running. Amen. Don't know why you're running. Isn't that right? I was talking to this person one time, and there was a running church, and folk ran in the church, whatnot. And the men were running, and the women were running, and the children were running. And somebody stopped to ask somebody why they're running. The men said, asked the men, said, why are you running? Said, I'm running because the preacher running. And then the women asked the women, said, why are you running? I'm running because the men running. They asked the women, said, children, say, why are you running? I'm running because mama running. Yeah. They didn't know why they were running. They were just running. They didn't have no understanding why they were running around the church. They were just up running into one another. And see, when you don't have a goal, you begin to run into each other because you don't know where you're going. But when you ask God, God, what do you have in store for me? God, who do you have in store for me? God, let me meet the right person. God, let me move to the right level. God, take me from this place to the next place. God, I want to put a goal in my life so I can run. Now, the ultimate goal is for us to reach heaven. Amen? And you got to keep your eye on Jesus when you're trying to get to heaven. Now, you can't look at mama, but you can't look at daddy, but you got to keep your eyes on the Lord. You say, well, I've made some bad choices in my life. Everybody have. Amen. What the problem is, some of us are able to hide our sins and troubles more than others. Amen. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we got some trick-or-treaters, whatnot. Amen. Yeah, some of y'all still got your mask on. Y'all still trick-or-treating. Amen. Trick-or-treats, isn't that right? And y'all got some tricks, and you're trying to get some treats from the Lord. But when you let God see your real heart, he sees it anyway. But when you take off the mask and say, God, this is who I am. This is where I am. But Lord, I know you got some other places that you want to take me. You got greater things in store for me. Lord, you're going to move me on up a little higher. Lord, you got great health in store for me. Lord, you got great health. You got a job ready for me, Lord. But Lord, this is where I am. Well, what about those people in chapter 11?
We hope you are blessed by the podcast. You are tuned into Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week on PrayCharlotte.com. But you have heard the teaching and preaching of Senior Pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church is located at 2901 Oneida Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269, off I-85 and North Graham Street. Our order of services are as follows. Sunday, school, 9:45. Sunday worship service, 11 a.m. Monday, 7 p.m. intercessory prayer. Wednesday, Bible study, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. If you are interested in a CD of this message in its entirety, you can call our church between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday at 704-599-1433. Again, that's 704-599-1433. Or you can mail your request at P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. That's P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. Or via email at mtvernonpr@bellsouth.net. Again, if this podcast has been a blessing to you, tell a friend to go online to PrayCharlotte.com and click on the podcast and enjoy the Word of God. On behalf of our pastor, Reverend Matthew L. Browning, be reminding that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it.